Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 8:33, Friday Food Club time, so we're having our usual game of Find the Lady with the microphones. I'm just swapping them all around, and is pleased to welcome Zahil Chowdhury, who is from the Montaz Indian Restaurant. I keep wanting to say that, 105 chef, Jamie Mountford is here as well, and we're going to have a little chat. Well, welcome, first of all.
Oh, thank you very much, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Your style of food, it's described as modern Indian food. Now, how would you define that?
I think I wouldn't... We've tried to coincide both sort of the Britishness of Indian food and taking traditional Indian food and bringing it together, if you know what I mean.
Because there's the way that us Brits have deluded ourselves that Indian food actually is. And then there's the way that, people like yourself do it correctly, I suppose.
Yeah, so what we've been doing recently is trying to bring sort of very, very traditional dishes, homemade dishes, things that we, you know, our moms and our grandmothers cook, and trying to bring that into the forefront and presenting it in a modern way, you know. So that's what we're going with. So I think it's important to us to keep that sort of tradition, but in a modern environment, modern setting, modern plating, that sort of thing.
It seems to be working very well for you as well, doesn't it? It's very busy at your place, and a lot of people are raving about it. I went a couple of weeks ago. I've been meaning to go for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, we met, about a year ago?
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things, it's in the back of my mind, somebody said, oh, go to an Italian, and I was like, no, let's go to Montaz, I need to find this place. As everybody's raving about it online, and we went, and we recognised each other from a year ago, and he's like, oh, took the menu off me. He's like, don't worry about that, I'll give you a taste of India.
Ooh.
And the food was amazing. I've never tasted Indian food like it. It was very, he spoke to me about what he had cooked, and there was this chicken dish that you'd done.
Yeah, so the chicken korma that everybody's used to in terms of cream, coconut and everything else. So we've put on the menu a traditional chicken korma, which is how we exactly have it at home. So we took this, and the ingredients in it are so simple, but the flavor that comes out of it, you know, is absolutely amazing. So the Bengali chicken korma is something we've taken basically my mom's recipe, put it on the menu, and let's go with it and see what
really
happens.
It's really interesting how an English-style chicken korma is just basically nothing like what your grandmother would have made, or it's gone so far from...
Yeah, I think it started off. That way.
Right.
You know, the Bangladeshi Indian restaurants have been around since the sort of 60s and 70s, and it's kind of, you know, developed onto every high street. And as the development process went on, it just sort of modified because before it was all about, you know, making the customers happy as possible. Can I have a bit more sugar? Can I have a bit more cream? Can I have this and can I have that? And now we're trying to say, well, no, you know, have it this way, because that's how it's supposed to be done, you know. So so I don't think it has got a heritage, but, you know, it's been modified over the years into what it is today. But a lot of the British Bangladeshis now want to be recognised for their cuisine, which is, you know, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's quite similar to what's going on with the chefs in, you know, English cooking. You know, they're cooking now for themselves, and people are, you know, like Alex Rushmore and Mark Poynton, they're all being recognised for that now. And this is what I'm loving about the Indian Montaz, is that they're cooking how they want to cook, but also giving the customers what they want at the same time.
Yeah. So, but also, I would say, like, maybe the customer themselves has changed. You know, back in the 60s, people were a little bit afraid of doing something that wasn't a boiled potato with a bit of boiled broccoli. And so, but now, like 50, 60 years later, everyone's so educated about food. And they actually, what they really want is the most authentic experience that they can have.
I think the best thing about Montaz is that, you know, not just the food, it's as you walk through the door, it's the customer service that you get and the welcome that you get and the talking to about the whole food, what's on your plate. And it's an experience like a Michelin star.
So it's a
star.
Proper fine dining experience.
It's fine dining, but it's comfortable fine dining.
Right.
It's very nice.
Yeah, we're very relaxed. I mean, 80% of our customers are regular customers, you know, so everybody that walks through the door. And I think, like I said, again, with the British Bangladesh restaurants, hospitality has always been our thing, you know, and now we've kind of trying to take it up to a next level, but we still know everybody. You know what the pubs used to be back in the day? It's still a community restaurant, community hub, and, you know, we're trying to provide the best we can. We want to be recognized as a, you know, a restaurant with other restaurants rather than, you know, your local curry house or whatever, you know. So we want to bring it to as far as possible, if you know what I mean.
Is that a problem for you, where you've got, you know, the sort of perception of the, oh, let's go for a curry thing after a few pints, which is at a different end of the spectrum completely to the kind of, and the danger of Indian cuisine just being bracketed in with the Balties, basically.
Yeah, so... you'll see a lot of change within the next few years, I think, because I think the first generation, as in terms of my father and everybody, you know, it was all about, I don't want to say it, but chicken madras and chips. You know, that's what it was.
Nothing wrong with
pint,
chips.
Pint, chicken madras and chips. And, you know, and we want to almost bring food to the forefront. We want to be proud of our cuisine. We want to be proud of our heritage. And this is what we want to bring to the table now. And before, like I said, it was a pint, chicken madras and chips. And we're trying to move away from that and kind of like sort of bring it into the new eras. You know, like everybody's doing the Malay. Asian, so Vietnamese, they're bringing their street food, they're bringing real items into the food world. And, you know, I think Indian food has been a part of this country for like 3-4 decades now. It's almost a heritage of this country, and we want to make it better. That's, you know, that's the way we want people to see it.
It's interesting, because if I ask my Dutch friend Robert, if I ask him about, oh, what's the typical Dutch dish, and he'll have a think about it, and he says, well, it's really Indonesian these days. And it's that same kind of parallel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereby the Dutch have got the influences from Indonesia. We've got a lot of them from India and Pakistan, Bangladesh. And it's just adding to the mix of food served.
Yes, I mean, it's a complete sort of, if you look through history, it's a complete sort of mismatch of where food has come from. You know, even when you look at British food, where has it really come from? So the tandoori oven is, like, not really Indian.
Oh.
So the tandoori oven came from the Middle East. So it's an Iranian thing. And, you know, like, even the vindaloo was from the Portuguese when they went to India.
Interesting.
You know, so when you look at history of dishes, you know, and the items that are used and stuff like that, is people that have kind of conquered and traveled the world.
Yeah,
that
potatoes kind of come from Spain, don't they? So Valtavali brought them back and said, look, I've got a potato.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a complete mismatch of sort of history and heritage and stuff like that. And, you know, a simple dish can have so much history, you know, so... That's where we are with it today, you know. So
I want to know: has Grandma been in to try the dishes?
Well, my mother has been in.
My mother
is no longer here. My mother's it has to go past the pass test. If it's good enough for her, it's good.
Is she your tester?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Well, my mother and my wife. So, you know, so
you'll be in trouble if you get it wrong. Right.
Very good cook as well. So
we'll take a quick pause for some travel, and we'll come back and talk some more with Zaheer Chowdhury from the Montaz Indian Restaurant in Newmarket. Whereabouts in Newmarket?
30 Old Station Road, just off the High Street near the Clock Tower.
Yeah. I know exactly where that is. It's good. It's 18 before 9.
We were talking during the break about the kind of crisis that you might be having at the moment with staffing, particularly in the Indian restaurants. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's kind of... it's gradual, but it's a shock at the same time, if you know what I mean. Mm. So there's a... the sort of over the last 10 years, sort of our parents and stuff have retired from the industry. And what has happened is the third generation of Asians that are in this British Asians that are in this country didn't want to come in. They all went to university. Mm-hmm. They got good degrees and everything like that. The main issue was, I think, that we've never had really any training centres for this type of cooking.
Right.
So
I was going to say, you know, when I went to college and studied cookery, there was no sort of, considering how many ethnic people we have in this country, there was nothing to study Indian food.
Yeah.
That's quite surprising.
Yeah, that's right, because it's been such a big part of British culture, if you know what I mean, and it's surprising, and basically it's just caught up to us now, and the way the immigration system is and everything else, it's just been so difficult to get chefs, and there's been statistics sort of 2 Indian restaurants a week closing down, and from 12,000 it's come to 7,000 within the sort of last 4 or 5 years. So we are going to be seeing a lot more closing down very soon, and unless the government decides to help the whole hospitality industry out.
The hospitality industry, just in general, is in a state.
I mean, places are closing down because they can't get the chefs, they can't get the front of house.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. Yeah. But there is a lot of talent out there, and people will follow the talent. So, as head chefs, we're supporting the chefs of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And with the University Arms where I'm at now, seeing my executive head chef and my head chef work with the kids that we've got is amazing, because it's a totally different breath of fresh air. But going back to the Indian scene, I'd love to see something happen where, I think it would be a good USP where people could actually go and train, not just to be a chef, but in the household as well.
That'd be
fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I've been in this business nearly 20 years now, but people like Jamie and all these sort of chefs that we have around Cambridgeshire, Suffolk, these guys are my inspiration, you know. So that's why we want to make things better. And it's not like, oh, this is a hard job or this is what it is and stuff like that. It's so satisfying and enjoyable.
Yeah, you were saying if I had to leave my job, I don't know what else I'd do.
I don't think I would do anything else, I wouldn't want to be sat in the A14 traffic.
No.
7:15 in the morning, when we travel to work and back, the traffic's very light. So
it is a way of life, isn't it? It is a fantastic way of life. And, people say, I couldn't work a split shift. But I'm like, well, to be fair, go down the supermarket, I'm not queuing up. And go to the bank, I'm not queuing up. I understand I'm working nice, but at least I'm not watching Coronation Street, So it's just... Yeah, it's fantastic.
No, the industry needs help. The whole industry needs help. And the Indian restaurant industry is suffering a lot just because of the staffing issues. The staffing issues is... And it's not going to go away overnight. We can't train people overnight.
No.
So, like I said, the only people that can help us is the government, really. Step in and say, here's a batch of people we can give you or whatever and stuff like that. To train people in-house and stuff like that within this country, it's going to take us 5 years sort of to get people trained up and to the level we want them.
Wow.
And very quickly, you're doing some TV, I hear.
Yeah. So we've been... So this has coincided, really. So we're part of a show called The Catering Circle, and it was chosen out of thousands of restaurants, and then 96 restaurants went through to the competition. And then we did cook-offs and everything, and Hammersmith College, and we did all sorts, and we're in the final.
Oh, wow!
So, so I have 96 restaurants.
When do we see it?
Actual final is on November the 13th, but on November the 5th, we've got a special event. So the final brief for the event is to get as much PR and marketing. I'm glad I'm on this show.
So are we.
PR and marketing about the dish we created for the show. So the dish we created is an ox cheek. So basically, saying that again, bringing traditional cooking using modern ingredients, if you know what I mean. So that's what, and it's basically the show's about highlighting that the British curry house needs to improve as well to survive.
Right.
Yeah, so, the high street British curry house, a lot of them, if you want to survive in this day and age, you've got to improve. Yeah, you have to raise your game. And this is what the show's all about, basically, is just to highlight.
You'll have to come back and cook it for us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming in this morning and chatting to us. Thank you to you, Jamie.
Thank you.
As well as Zahir Chowdhury from the Montaz Indian Restaurant in Newmarket. And we'll go to 9 o'clock with KT Tunstall.
Cambridge Breakfast with Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.